Sweden Rock Festival, we've done three times since we've come back 2004. The first Sweden Rock we did was our comeback gig almost with Start From The Dark. We only had one song ready. We had the title track, Start From The Dark, so we played that, and we played a bunch of other stuff, and that was 2004, and that was amazing. The fans welcomed us back. But nothing competes or beats this last live performance at Sweden Rock Festival and the DVD we're releasing. 28 songs, guest appearance by Scott Gorham and Michael Schenker. We did some stuff that we haven't played, one song we haven't played together ever, and then a couple of songs we haven't played for a long time. And that was really an amazing moment. To be able to do this at this stage in our career, do a gig like that, it was amazing. I always say walking out to Riches to Rags is amazing. To have that wall of sound from the guys behind me and the audience screaming at front, and that song turned out really well, and one of my favorites from Bag of Bones. Other highlights was, of course, Scott Gorham and Jailbreak and Michael Schenker Lights Out, but doing the old tracks, Prisoners in Paradise, I don't think we played with John Norum, and it was amazing to do that version of it, more of a laid-back in a different key. So Prisoners in Paradise was kind of cool to do. Paradise Bay, we haven't played in a long, long time. So that from the first Europe album, it's kind of a highlight. But Last Look at Eden was great that night, and Rock the Night was fun. You know, at the end sequence of Rock the Night on DVD is so much fun when we just sort of end the song. It never ends. It is sort of kind of funny. What else happened that show? So the acoustic set was kind of cool. We did Drink as a Smile. We did Open Your Heart in an acoustic sort of different sort of feel, different version. That was quite nice to bring the whole set down a little bit, and that's what I love about ballads. You know, the important thing about acoustic sets and the important thing about ballads is the song afterwards, because you get a chance to start the show again. And we learned that early on when we went to see Scorpions and bands like that when we were kids. They had some ballads all of a sudden. They were quite long as well, and people started relaxing and everything and enjoying it. But it was a song afterwards that we loved, because they could pick the most, the heaviest one, and the concert starts again. So it's very important. I have a hard time with bands that just play the same tempo and same intensity all through all the show. It's great to have those moments, and we tried to put a few of those in. We had Carrie, we had New Love in Town, we had the acoustic set, and we had a guitar, a small guitar feature, keyboard feature. Ian's drum solo is different, though. It's kind of funny. It's kind of a little bit of humor on there. I think it starts with the saying from Monty Python, "Sit on my face and tell me that you love me," or something. I think it starts the whole solo with that, and then it's just mayhem. It was a lot of dynamic. We try to build dynamic into the show, and hopefully it shows on the DVD.